This podcast is brought to you by Gainbridge. Gainbridge offers annuities designed for the digital age, simplified products with guaranteed returns that you can buy online. Learn more at gainbridge.life/WSJ. Not available in all states.
With Your Money Briefing, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal. Coming up, if you're a retiree, why you should leave your 401k alone. But first, here are some money headlines. France's business elite, including the country's two richest men, have pledged hundreds of millions of euros to restore Notre Dame Cathedral, kicking off what looks to be a flood of money from around the world. Bernard Arnault, a head executive at Louis Vuitton, plans to donate 200 million euros to the fund dedicated to restructuring Notre Dame. François-Henri Pinault, who controls rival fashion group Kering, says his family will donate 100 million euros. French officials are still assessing the damage. It was unclear how much it would cost or how long the reconstruction would take. To check in on the world's biggest money manager for a moment, BlackRock this week posted a fall in first quarter profit as a price war ripples across the asset management world. The company posted quarterly profit of $1.05 billion, that's down from $1.09 billion a year ago. Revenue declined by 6.6% to $3.35 billion. BlackRock became a behemoth during the last decade with the rise of funds that replicate markets cheaply and are easily traded. But the Journal says a substantial chunk of the firm's assets leaves BlackRock exposed to stock market swings and a price war in that part of the industry. And a handful of digital health startups are offering consumers easy and affordable services that don't require the involvement of doctors or insurance companies. One company, Everywell Inc., which sells at-home health testing kits, is the latest example. The company secured $50 million in Series B financing led by Goodwater Capital and Highland Capital Partners. Previously, the company had raised $5.3 million, including the $1 million secured when it was featured on the television show Shark Tank. Direct-to-consumer health startups continue to grow, with examples including sexual health companies Hims and Roman Health, to online dental specialist Candid Co. Inc., which last week secured a $63 million Series B round of financing. Straight ahead, the case for retirees to leave their 401ks alone.
This episode is supported by Gainbridge, high-rate, low-fuss annuities. Annuities get a bad rap. Some think they're too conservative, too complex, or only for retirees. But when you strip away the bells and whistles, annuities can be a smart choice for steady growth. Gainbridge aims to change the game by offering simplified annuities in a sleek, digital experience, replacing fine print and phone tag with clear conditions and a direct, low-fee model. Buy online at gainbridge.life/WSJ. Not available in all states.
New policies have encouraged retirees to let their 401k retirement accounts keep working for them, even in their post-career years. The Wall Street Journal's J.R. Whalen has more.
When it's time to retire, most people look to their 401k account as a source of cash to live comfortably in their post-career years. But is there a reason to leave your 401k alone and continue to let it grow? The answer is yes, and Wall Street Journal retirement reporter Ann Turgeson is here to explain. So, Ann, in the past, people actually followed policies and methods encouraging them to transfer their 401k savings to retirement accounts, but times have changed.
Right. In the past, it was really common. Well, it still is very common for people to, when they leave a company, to take their money, whether they're retiring or whether they're just leaving a job at age, 40 or 50 or whatever, for them to take the money in their 401k plan and transfer it to an individual retirement account or an IRA, which is a tax-free transfer, and it's certainly, a fine thing to do. A lot of people also cash out those accounts, which can be problematic, but doing an IRA rollover is something a lot of people just automatically do.
And then the government is launching a thrift savings plan in September. Can you explain what that is?
So actually, the government has something called a thrift savings plan. It's a giant, massive retirement plan. It's basically, it's not a 401k, but it's just like a 401k for federal employees. And it's got I can't remember the numbers, but something like $500 billion in it. So it's a huge plan. So what's changing in September isn't that the plan is coming into existence because it's existed for years. What's changing in September is that the Thrift Savings Plan is making it easier for federal employees to leave their money in the plan rather than under old rules. It definitely made it so that a lot of people would automatically roll their money over.
And leaving money in a 401k plan, it gives people, retirees, much more flexibility than if they were to take it out.
You know, it really depends on the situation. And you have to really be very clear about when you're going to need this money and what you want to accomplish. And you also have to be very careful in sizing up what's available in the plan versus what's available in an IRA. If you're if you're a person who works for the federal government and you've got money in the Thrift Savings Plan, or if you work for like a giant corporation, you know, perhaps like, you know, an IBM kind of sized company, you probably have a great 401k plan. I mean, the fees are probably very low. And, you know, it may be possible to get comparable or even lower fees in an IRA, but you have to be careful, you know, and the vast majority of IRAs are going to be more expensive than what you would have in a plan like that. So you just want to be clear. and generally, you know, the lower the fees, the better in terms of the more returns you get to keep. So that's one thing you'd have to weigh.
And the fees, just even a fractional change in fees can cost a retiree a bit of money.
They can. So it's definitely one thing that investors can control. And that's really been why a lot of people have shifted money into index funds, because that's, you know, an area they're looking for cost savings, and that can make a big difference. It doesn't mean that you should let fees necessarily drive the decision, but, you know, they are very important to consider.
And for retirees, we don't mean leaving your 401k alone means just leave it alone forever, but it gives retirees an opportunity to take a measured approach and maybe take out money incrementally.
Right. So this is what a growing number of companies are doing. Rather than forcing people who are retiring or leaving the company to either like take everything out or take nothing out, a growing number of companies are allowing people to take out something in the middle, like whether it's like a regular monthly paycheck or whether it's just like one month I want to take out, you know, $1,000. The next month I don't want to take anything out. But, you know, allowing you the discretion to decide what you want to take out, when you want to take it out.
And you've been here on Your Money Briefing many times. We've talked about a growing trend in companies and the government really trying to help seniors better plan things, or help retirees help better plan things financially for their post-working years.
Right. So this is also another trend in 401ks, is that especially with regard to the larger plans, there is a growing trend towards helping people get investment advice if they need it and want it. And so, you know, that's another way in which these plans are trying to kind of make themselves friendlier to older workers and to retirees whose finances, you know, they probably have more money saved than your average, you know, millennial employee. Their financial lives are probably more complicated. And so to the extent that, you know, plans are offering financial advice, it's an effort to kind of be more friendly or appealing to older people and get them to stick around.
Okay. That is Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson here in our studio. Ann, thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
And that's Your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.